Chapter 9. At Redwall, sporting events for the youngsters had been going on since early afternoon. Matthias woke refreshed. He sat on the west wall steps with John Churchmouse, Abbot Modalphus, Basil Staghare and old Ambrose Spike. They drank cider and watched the antics of a young mole trying to shin up a greased pole to retrieve the bag of crystallised fruits from its top. The little fellow was over halfway up, further than any had got, and the watchers on the steps yelled encouragement.
Dig your claws in, Gilly. You'll make it.
Take it easy, old lad. A bit at a time. That's the way.
Stay still. Stay still. Oh, it's slipping.
Gilly slid slowly earthward, his face a picture of longing.
Sluddy old greased pole. Even like Johnny Russell with a damp frog. Oh, shame on all ye candy, Stellar.
They applauded loudly.
Good try, young'un. Well done.
Constance the Badger came ambling over towards them. As she passed near to the greased pole, young Sam the Squirrel moved like lightning. He dashed a short way, bounded onto Constance's back, sprang up on ahead, and gave a mighty leap. It carried him over the top of the greased pole. He snatched the candied fruit bag as he went without a backward look.
I say, was that fair?
Constance blinked owlishly. Gilly and Sam sat laughing on the grass, sharing the fruits between them. The young mole patted Sam with a greasy paw as he stuffed a sugar plum in his mouth.
But nothing in the rules again, it. No, sir.
Look out, gangway. Here come the runners.
On the second lap of the Abbey grounds, the runners came by. Tess Church Mouse in front by a whisker and a tail. They sped by, jockeying frantically to be among the front runners on the last lap. John Church Mouse puffed at his pipe between chuckles.
She's the one for the running, my young Tess is.
Massimo came dashing across, wearing a coronet of dripping duckweed on his head.
Look what the otters gave me! I've won! I've won!
He shouted. Stream Sleek, a powerful young otter, followed in Massimo's wake, along with a group of young creatures. The otter slouched down on the steps, shaking water from his coat.
Crimpy sails, but he did that, Matthias. 3 circuits of the pool on a log. I had me course well charted to keep up with him.
The warrior mouse handed Stream Sleek the cider flagon and ruffled his son's damp back.
Well done, Matty. You'd better let that duckweed tiara dry out a bit before you wear it, though.
Balderdash! Spoils of war, what?
Basil Staghare said through a mouthful of summer vegetable pasty.
You wear it, young fellow, me bucko. T'was honourably won.
Tim Churchmouse came round from the south side of the abbey, carrying baby Rollo Bankvole on his back.
Look, everybody, this ruffian has just beaten me to first place in the sat race.
They laughed aloud as baby Rollo flew a small paper kite on a string that he had been given as a prize by Cornflower. Basil Staghare took the infant upon his knee. He gave him a drink from his cider beaker and a bite of his pasty.
Right, Rollo, you young rip. Let's hear you sing for old Uncle Bears, what?
Rollo willingly obliged, piping up in his gruff baby voice.
Fight a flagon and drink a dragon. Gizzard a lizard and split his blizzard. Ride a spider for good old cider. Good old cider.
Suddenly, Basil deposited the infant on the steps and shot up to the west ramparts. Mrs. Letty Bankfull was seen bustling across from the gatehouse doorway, where she had been folding napkins for the table.
Oh, you villainous lop-eared troublemaker. Just let me get my paws on you and I'll make you sing a different tune.
Basil stood on the battlement peak, trying to reason with the furious mother of Rollo.
But, madam, I can assure you the little chap composes his own verses. Jolly good, too, if you ask me. Top hole!
How dare you! I'd take a switch to you if I were your mother.
Far forbid, ma'am. If you were my mater, I'd chuck myself off the jolly old battlements and save you the trouble.
Mrs. Letty Vankball straightened a pinafore frostily.
And don't you sit there grinning, Ambrose Spike. You're as much to blame as that excuse for a rabbit up there. Come here, baby Rollo, this instant.
The outraged mother swept her offspring up and hurried away, chiding him as she went.
Now don't ever let me hear you singing that dreadful song again. Say you're sorry for upsetting Mama.
Baby Rollo thought about this for a moment, then broke out into song lustily.
I'd roll a mole and squeeze a sparrow, or shoot a rat with a big sharp arrow. For good old Blacker, a
Basil descended the stairs, muttering to himself.
Inventive little wretch. Must remember that verse. What was it? Strangle a mole with a great big marrow. Talented young blighter. Wish we'd had him in the old 57th-foot fighter's mess.
As the bells tolled out, a chorus of mice could be heard singing around the grounds.
To table, and eat what you may. Come, brothers, come, sisters, come all. Be happy, be joyful upon our feast day. 8 seasons of peace in Red Wall. So sing from dusk to dawn, and let the abbey bells ring. The sun will bring the morn, and still we will merrily sing.
The sweet sounds floated out, fading on the warm evening air, as every woodlander and Redwall creature hastened to take their place at table for the long-awaited feast. Such festivity there never was. 8 long trestle tables had been laid in a sprawling octagon, covered in the finest white linen, overlaid with pastel-hued mats of woven rushes. Intricate flower arrangements trailed, night-scented stock, roses, pansies, kingcups, jasmine, lupins and ferns at the junction of each table. Places were set out and named in neatly printed small scrolls, each of which doubled as a napkin. Bowls of hot-scented flower waters steamed fragrantly, awaiting the advent of sticky paws. There was no top table or concession to rank, and the humblest sat alongside the greatest. Squirrels rubbed paws with mice, otters rubbed tails with voles, and moles tried not to rub shoulders with hedgehogs.